What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. I just learned she was researching a selfie studio to bring me to, so now I need to rethink everything I thought I knew about her. It's the one and only selfie queen herself, Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? And that's not true.
Wait a minute. Are you calling me a liar?
Not a liar. I'm calling you a story modifier.
Okay, that's something new. I've never been called that before.
I told you that I have seen on one of these, you can do this and that in your city type of websites that they opened one. They're in almost every city.
Okay. Well,
here's the issue with the one in our city. It's in a bad neighborhood.
Okay. But that means you looked into it. You didn't just scroll past the post and go, oh, they opened one. Interesting. You researched it and thought about going to it.
I didn't research it. I clicked on the link and I looked what it is.
She clicked on the link, guys.
That's not researching. Researching is me going to Google and be like, show me selfie galleries nearby. That's
saying,
not what I did.
It caught your eye. It piqued your interest and you looked into it a little further than I would have.
I clicked on the link because I was curious what it was. I've never heard of it before.
All right. Fair enough. I had never heard of it either, and I hope I never hear about it ever again because this is the type of person I don't want to be around. In a room full of them taking selfies? I'm not a selfie fan. I've become a selfie taker because of you. And guys out there, you know you got to suck it up when you're... lady wants to take a selfie.
And I only take selfies with you. The last time I took a selfie without you was at a work trip, but it wasn't just me. It was with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last selfie I took by myself was, I guess, before I met you. I just don't take selfies.
Yeah, my duck face is out of practice. So if I went to the selfie showroom, I would be a fraud. But all right, I feel better knowing you weren't like planning my birthday there or something.
No, because I'll be honest, the one that Sophie went to looked pretty cool. The one that's in our town looks like someone just put it together in their backyard.
It really does. It looks like more like a haunted house, but it's a great business idea. I'll give it to whoever came up with the idea.
And it's all over the place.
It's a good business idea. But it's not my cup of tea.
No.
Anyways, we're not here to talk about ourselves or our selfies. We're here to talk about this new season.
I was going to add to it real quick. I think some of them, I've seen it maybe in LA or New York. They have private jet rooms that it looks like you are on a private jet, like full blown, and you're actually not. You're in the selfie studio.
Mm-hmm. Are you teeing me up to tell my story? Because I was on an actual private jet. I don't need to go to a selfie showroom. I'm not going
right.
to get.
All right, flexy flex.
I'm not going to get too. Well, you teed me up for it. You teed me up. That irritates me even more before I flew on a private jet. That irritates me even more that people are going to pretend they were on a private jet.
Oh, yeah.
And guys, it was not my private jet, of course, or even my friends. It was. I'm not even going to get
business.
It was a business thing. But stop lying to your social media following. I posted that I was on a private jet, I was on an actual private jet.
That's the same thing with everything out there. I mean, we all love social media, but sometimes I watch these videos because they just pop in my feed how influencers actually prepare for some photos.
Yeah.
And then you see them, let's say some of these like super fitness ones when everyone's ripped. When then you take the light off and you stop flexing. Well, I think we all can see ourselves in it. A little cellulite here and there, which is fine. We all go through it, ladies, right?
And gentlemen.
I assume.
Oh, yeah.
But when the light hits right, you flex right. And that's what these guys do, and they know how to do it. That's how you sell shit.
Yeah,
I wish I knew how to do it.
Yeah, influencers in the wild. I'm more like influencers in the mild.
Ooh, yeah.
Mild.
Do you follow that Instagram page?
No.
I do. It's funny.
Anyways, can we talk about this season?
Oh, yeah. New season. Who this?
I am sad to say that I'm very excited about it because I know I'm just going to be let down. This was a good first episode, I thought.
It was really good. It was... It was more like a recapping.
It was, but everything I was scared of. Oh, no. Here we go with Emily and Kobe again. What's their drama? Oh, Rob and Sophie, we just saw them. They're bringing it. There's something new. There's something exciting. Sure. And so I'm into it. I'm just worried. I'm up here right now. There's only one way to go, which is down.
True. I think it's going to be good. The only thing I'm like, why small ad on it? Like, Liz is an American. She needs to leave him. And we all know that she did.
But even that sounds juicy to me. Right? Like,
here's why I may be okay with Smollett, just to see what led to the downfall of the relationship. And it's been going down for years with him.
and you're not just talking about his height.
I hope that Liz broke free for real, for good, because she needs to stay as far away from him as possible.
Yeah.
But I maybe I'm right. You know, I'll take it back. I was bitching about Smollett. Maybe I do want to see the downfall them. Same with Nicole and Mahmoud.
And Angela and Michael.
And yeah, like that's why I'm very curious to see what's going to happen, because we know some of the stuff that went down recently.
Oh, yeah.
And we all were nervous that because of that, TLC or HBO, whoever owns this, it's going to take them out, but that would be shitty. They would hurt themselves.
This would be maps. There'd be nothing to cover. Anyways, a lot to talk about. Before we do real quick, a little business. You guys know we're on Patreon and Supercast. We're gearing up for about a 19-part tell-all, I heard. So if you want to hear our thoughts on the single life, well, follow along on Patreon or Supercast, patreon.com/marriedtoreality, marriedtoreality.supercast.com. Not only is it coverage of the single life, but it's ad-free. It's business-free. You don't hear any of this nonsense because you guys are the best and you know all of the stuff. It is bonus-filled, I would say. We did a recap of Love is Blind.
Yes.
There might be more coming. Who knows? But if you're on the Family Affair level, you get a monthly bonus. So a lot of good stuff on Patreon and Supercast. Give us a follow over there if you want more. Also, follow us on Instagram at MarriedThroughRealityPod. It's where you can stay up to date with scheduling and news. Most importantly, you can message us there.
Mm-hmm.
When we say call in, call in.
You message us, guys, and you always do. And I have to apologize. I told some of you I've been a little MIA lately, and it's been because I have truly been going through some tooth pain, and I've been getting distracted, and it's not a good excuse, but that's where I'm at. I power through. I'm on painkillers. I'm waiting. I'm counting down to the day that I will need to decide what else to do. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm on this waiting period.
All right.
So bear with me. My apologies. I read all your messages, but I took a little longer to respond.
All right. There you go. So that's Instagram. Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, this one's going to be easy because Smash It Like It's As Hot is the new season. Woo! Because I'm excited. Going from the OG one, which was great, let's see what this one going to bring. But I think Happily Ever After always brings some drama. Because
people hate it. I love it.
Because these guys know what's up. The only reason why I hate it sometimes is that when some of these guys go on it again and again and again, sometimes the storyline started to feel like they're fake.
That was my fear.
However, this seems pretty legit so far.
So there you go. Smash It Like It's As Hot As the Season. And last but not least, if you guys haven't left us a review, well, we're still basking in the glow of our birthdays over here.
Yeah.
And what a gift it would be to get a nice review from you guys.
And thanks for all the birthday love, guys. We appreciate it. We love it.
Thank you.
Love reading the messages. I told John to, guys, if you said happy birthday, John, he knows it. And he says, thank you.
Thank you. And if you guys haven't said anything, and if you haven't left a review, if you leave a 5-star review, not only would we be grateful, but we would read it on this podcast right here.
You have any?
I got something. And this is maybe not the greatest way to start a 90-day season, but it's a review from one of our MAFS listeners.
Ooh,
but hopefully they listen to this as well. 5 stars, titled Austin, not the city where Rob and Sophie moved to, but Austin, the gentleman with Becca. Okay. Okay. That's the title. I enjoy your podcast and listen to the MAFS reviews. Well, hopefully you just listen to the 90 Day review too. I agree with John. Austin was doing his time. I think on the couch, he was waiting for Becca to say no, but she said yes. Also, remember his mother at the beginning said he wasn't ready for marriage?
Ooh.
I forgot to say, this is from our friend Trey Nana. So,
hello, Trey Nana. You know what, guys? I feel like I've been fighting this fight for so long and watching more and more. I might be slowly leaning into your side, into John.
Thank you.
Literally all of you. And guys, I hear you. I hear the messages from you when you call me out on my whatever belief. But I'll be honest, I truly felt like there is no way someone can fake it for so long. But I'm starting to see the light.
All right, come over to the right side.
I'm coming over because I think you guys are right.
Look and at
it
you.
It took me a while. It took me a while.
Trey Nana. Trey Nana, I think straw that broke the camel's back over there. Thank you. Welcome to the right side of the argument.
Just bear with me. I was being a little stubborn on my opinion, as I tend to be. Yeah. That's who I am. Yeah, but
classic Europeans.
Classic Europeans, that's true. But I think I'm starting to come over to your side, guys. So let's see how I'm going to feel this upcoming Wednesday.
All right. Thank you, Trey Nana. What a beautiful review, and even more beautiful because you got Teresa to finally give in and see my side of the argument.
You guys can pop a champagne, all of you who were like, Teresa, what the fuck are you thinking? So here I am, rethinking.
All right. Here we go. That is the business. What do you say before we get into the season premiere? We do a little 90 day, by the way.
Let's hear, because I saw you working hard over there. I tried to peek, but you were like turning the laptop away from me.
Well, I was looking at porn. But let me, there's got to be some people that do that. Just like the guy or gal is just looking at porn and their significant other's just sitting there. What were you doing?
What's the point of looking at porn if you cannot really act on it?
Well, that's very, you know, temptation. Mm-hmm, I think it's called edging. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyways, no, 90 Day, by the way, it was a struggle to find some stories. One story popped up, came right to me. The other one I had to dig a little bit. I won't tell you what's what. But number one, months ago, there was chatter. We even talked about it a little bit. Corey and Evelyn were opening a beach resort in Ecuador.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, it finally seems to be up and running. They had the grand opening. And it looks pretty good.
Really?
It looks pretty nice.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but wasn't it on either their season, one of the season, or the diaries that they were like scouting location, talking to realtors?
Well, I don't watch diaries, so I don't know about that. Definitely we saw them looking for a restaurant or a bar. This is a full-blown all-inclusive resort.
All-inclusive?
Everything you need. I went on the website, from infinity pool to beachfront jacuzzi. They're offering surfing lessons, beachfront yoga.
Who paid for it?
I don't know. And look at that. I don't even think they started a GoFundMe for this resort.
Good.
Couple suites. They have family suites. There's rooms for solo travelers. And the price is not too bad, if you ask me. For the all-inclusive package, 7 days, 6 nights.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to guess? 7 days, 6 nights.
For how many people?
I think it's per person, but it's booze, it's breakfast, lunch, and dinner, it's activities, it's your room. 7 days, 6 nights.
$2,000?
$12.99.
What?
Pretty good.
This is why I think it's so cheap. That is nothing around.
There's nothing else there.
I think if you go there, that's where you're going to be.
Yeah.
Remember, it kind of, I don't know, it didn't look, but there's a lot to do. Besides, I know Emily serves, he serves, which he can do too, but a lot of stray dogs, that's what I remember.
And I believe the fine print says you have to take that bus to the resort with a TV. You got to bring
really?
A TV. We got to bring a TV with you. Remember that? Wasn't Corey like towing a TV with him?
Yeah, how do you get to the resort? Do they offer
shuttle
like
service?
Buses, shuttle service from the airport?
I didn't look that deep into it.
How big is it?
It looks like it's pretty decent size. They got all those suites.
Really?
Yeah, 4.6 stars on Google.
How many reviews?
30-ish, like I think.
Okay.
So good for Corey and Evelyn.
Yeah,
I think
for
it's
sure.
If you want to go to Ecuador and you want like a 90-day fiance experience, go there because Corey's giving the surf lessons. I'm pretty sure Evelyn's doing the yoga. It's kind of cool.
Okay. Interesting.
All right.
I have to look into that because, wow.
Yeah. Pretty good price.
Yeah.
I think. All right. That's by the way, number one. By the way, number two, a new podcast from the 90 Day world, although not 90 Day Fiance recap or anything like that. You may remember Amy and Danny from way back.
You know what's funny? I did see that.
Oh.
I don't know who they are.
All right. Season two. Amy was from South Africa or is from South Africa. Met Danny, who's from Pennsylvania, while they were on a Bible trip in Australia.
No okay. idea. And no. I've watched all seasons of 90 Day. Even seeing them, I saw the post. I was like, I don't know who you people are.
Teresa, we've watched a lot of 90 Day.
I remember the girl from Africa with the guy in Phoenix. I think he was also on the mission or something.
Maybe. Wait, it's a different couple.
There was someone on a mission. She was in Prague working at a strip club. He was a Mormon.
Different couple.
Yeah, I don't remember these peeps. But
anyways.
Carry on.
Years later, still going strong, and they just launched a podcast to share more of their story. The podcast is called For the Family. Okay.
For the Family?
For the Family, yeah. Two new episodes are up. Here's what they have to say on the little About Me page. For the Family, some of you may know us from season two of 90 Day Fiancé. Teresa does not. While you may have seen a snippet of our story on the show years ago, our goal is to use this platform to share more of our lives with you. We'll dive into all things we're passionate about, share our hearts on serious and not so serious topics, such as marriage, family, parenting, living as Christians in today's world, and maybe our kids will even make an appearance every now and then.
Oh, interesting.
So, check it. If you guys are fans of Amy and Danny, or if this sounds interesting to you just because, check
Who's
it out.
Who's the foreigner?
Amy from South Africa.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you go. Another podcast from some 90 Dayers.
Interesting.
For the Family. Check it out for your family.
Who else was on season two?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I remember. I think
Danielle and Muhammad.
I think there was season one.
No, I think that's what everyone gets.
Paula was season one.
Paula definitely was season one.
Yeah.
90 Day Fiance season two. Everyone's screaming.
I think Danielle and Mohammed were season one.
Is it Amy and Danny, Jason, Cassia, Danielle and Mohammed?
Oh, okay. I guess
and Evelyn, and by Jake and Jen, Daya and Brett.
Yeah, I remember.
Danielle and Mohammed. Yeah, look at that.
I feel like Danielle and Mohammed just stole the show.
Totally.
I think we just blocked off everyone else.
Well, everyone thinks they're season one, I think, because
they're the OG.
That's when people started being like, wait, what is this show?
Yeah, because you know? Mohammed is the OG scammer, but apparently they're friends now, so who knows?
Well, I was going to do a by the way, about Mohammed, because there's chatter that he's got a new lady and possibly a kid in his life. But
I know, I've seen it too.
I don't think it's his kid.
Who knows?
I sure don't. But here's something I do know, Teresa. I'm ready to talk about this season.
Let's do it.
The reason we're here, Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After,
question mark,
season 8, episode 1. Let's do the damn thing.
And let's start with Emily and Kobe. And I'm here for them.
Put your boner away. Put your boner away or you're going to have 3 kids living in your parents' basement.
Well, aren't they pregnant again? Did I see something or not?
I don't know. There's really too much. Unless I report it on, by the way, Teresa, don't you believe it.
But Emily's very fertile. Good for her.
Very fertile.
Very fertile.
Mother Lisa, if you want to talk about mothers. Mother Lisa did not age a bit. She looks like a Hollywood movie star.
Oh, yeah. She looks like she was like a fashion model 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Like a well-aging fashion model. And maybe she was.
Like she lives in the hills of Hollywood and has a nice cocktail in the evening. Mm-hmm, maybe a Fernet.
I mean, they must have some money because he's an architect unless he retired. Well, I think he had his own firm. They have a farm with horses.
I'm already outraged over Emily.
Why?
Because she like the first thing she says to camera is, we love having our parents here to take care of the kids, but they're all up in our business. Move out then. It's your choice to live in the basement.
It is, but I can understand how him coming over waiting to get the visa going, then finding a job, and then she got pregnant again. Like, they're trying to save money. They live in Salina, Kansas.
Exactly.
I don't know how much job opportunities there are.
I don't either, but when there's not a lot of job opportunity, usually it's not that expensive to live. I think you can move out. She's not working. She's a stay-at-home mom, as she says. But aren't mom and dad, aren't grandma and grandpa staying at home watching the kids?
I don't know, but you also, they work on the farm, don't they?
I guess they did. We saw Kobe trying to work the farm last season.
Yeah, so I can understand. I have a friend who, her and her husband, they lived with her parents for 2 to 3 years in her childhood room because they were saving money for a house. So they paid their parents some money for like food and electricity.
Oh, I get.
But they managed to save a shit ton of money so they could actually buy a house. So I don't want to judge it. You know, you starting your life. You starting your life as a foreigner in the U.S. That's hard. And I'm speaking from experience.
I'm not judging the living with the parents and getting the help. All for that. I'm judging the person who has that opportunity and the advantage to do that and then goes, but they're all in our business. It's like, hey, that's the price you pay when you're choosing to live at home. Don't get all upset that mom and dad are in your business and want to talk and want to see the grandkids and want to cuddle and want to do things their way. It's their house.
It is. And I get it. I don't even want to say it, but when we visit my parents, I feel like they're up in our business, although they're not. But I think if we lived there, they would be up in our business.
Yeah. So, all right. We got a little bit of the backstory. We know the backstory, right? They met in China. They hooked up. They got pregnant. They came home and started the K-1 process. During that process, COVID hit.
Yeah.
Kobe wasn't able to be there for Cobin.
The first 2 years. So we saw the emotional footage of him meeting him for the first time. And so just to remind you guys, they've been married for 2 years. It
yes.
took them almost 2 years for the K-1. So Coben's 4, if you're doing the math. Mm-hmm. And they have a new baby, Scarlett. She's 2. And remember, we saw her on that season towards the end when she was getting married. She was pregnant already. Mm. They were keeping it a secret because dad and mom said, do not reproduce.
Like, that's just, right.
You need to start taking care of yourself first. And she did get pregnant.
That's
so
right.
They're a very cute family.
Yeah, adorable. And again, mom, what are we doing here? Give us the secret.
But Emily once again shows us how bossy she is. And she owns it. She's like, yeah, I'm a bossy person.
Mm-hmm.
I boss everyone around. Kobe keeps saying it more of as a joke at this point.
Yeah.
Kind of joking about it. But his biggest worry is that they're going to go to Cameroon. Is it Cameroon or Cameron?
Cameroon.
Cameroon.
Cameron was a great musical artist back in my day.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Cameron?
You are 4 years older than me.
Yeah,
so
but
what's back in your day?
Well, the 90s.
Oh, I was born in the 90s.
Okay, but you were in the Czech Republic.
Sure.
Yeah, so. 90s.
Well, anyways, their story is that they're going to go back to Cameroon to visit his family for the first time so they can meet Emily, they can meet the kids, they can meet the parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
He is worried that it's not common that women are bossy, that women are their own person, basically. And it's not also common that the guy leaves and moves to the U.S. for a woman.
Yeah.
Women are submissive in his culture, so he's nervous that his family might not like the dynamic they have going on.
Yeah. I also want to say Kobe did get his green card, got a job.
Yes, good
shout
for
out,
him.
Yeah, shout out to that because Emily is staying home. So there you go, breadwinner. And yes, the storyline of this season is going to be them going to Cameroon. Which I'm more than excited to see because I thought it was just going to be them living in the basement,
yeah.
getting yelled at, not sleeping in the same bed together. So I'm pumped about this.
I'm here for it too. And Lisa and father are going too. What's his name? David.
David.
Yeah. David and Lisa are going to go with them. And I'm excited because it's 6 of them going to Cameroon with 59 pieces of luggage.
I was
going to
say 6 of them. They packed for about 16.
That they should have 6 luggage and 6 carry-ons or backpacks. They have, I think they each brought a large luggage, plus all the stuff for the kids, plus the strollers, plus the car seats. Like, they look like they're moving.
Yeah. You know what I hope they packed?
What?
Jetpack.
Oh, that's right.
Our new sponsor.
Our new sponsor. Shout out to Jetpack.
Go with jetpack.com. Not going to make this an ad right here because we'll roll right into one. But yeah, they should pack Jetpack so they stay healthy. And because honestly, I've been there, guys. Meeting the parents, you're under the weather. It's already difficult enough to meet the parents. When I flew the first time to Europe, I always got sick.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a struggle, not just from the drinking. But I used to always catch something. But Jetpack, shout out to it, 900 milligrams of elderberry.
Yeah, it's really good. It's very tasty, guys. I wish it was a candy because I could eat the whole pack.
Yeah, let's not do a whole ad right now, but go with jetpack.com or it's on Amazon too.
Yeah.
Get it super fast. Anyways, all right, should we go to a commercial here? Should we go to our next couple? I feel like we have a lot to talk about with this next couple.
Well, let's go to the next couple.
All right.
Because it's our back-to-back-to-back, Rob and Sophie.
Good point.
But the opening scene in bed. And I thought, okay, Rob, did you start painting your toenails? And honestly, I'm here for it. All the rock and roll guys, I love paint their nails.
Wouldn't put it past them.
I was like,
so does Carson Daly, though. So
who's Carson Daly?
From Total Request Live. He was probably thrown to camera on music videos.
You like speaking Spanish to me?
And I don't
speak Spanish?
TRL?
No.
Oh. All right. Well.
No idea. I'm talking about all my Green Day peeps and Good Charlotte, the black nails. I'm here for it.
I
also paint my nails black. So.
Well, I had a black toenail once, but that wasn't too rock and roll.
Did you drop something in your... Anyways. Yes, no shit, because those are not Rob's feet. Those are Kay's feet.
Yeah. Quite the misdirect.
For a hot minute, I was like, oh my God, she's doing it. She's trying it with a girl, and she actually might be.
She might be.
We don't know about it, but I was happy for Sophie. And then we learned that her best friend, Kay, who lives in Austin and who Sophie's been living with for the past 2 months because she moved out of Rob's apartment.
So maybe she moved out because of the tarantulas. Apparently they picked up some pet tarantulas on the way to Austin. But I have a hot take, if you're ready for
it. Okay, yeah.
Don't let the pretty face fool you. Sophie may be the biggest scammer in the history of 90 Day.
What do you mean?
How convenient that they get married, then they move to Austin, where she just happens to have her best friend living and goes and moves in with her for the last 2 months?
I think she has a friend there, and I think a lot of people tend to do it. Like, you meet someone, you love them so much, it's an instant friends connection, you're like, you're my best friend. A lot of people say that. I don't say that, but I've heard it from so many people. I have friends who have 59 best friends.
But
and I'm like, and I'm not one of them.
But you don't find it suspicious that how long were they married for? I could probably count on one hand. And then they up and move to a city where her best friend is or where a friend is, where she can leave and go live with this person who may or may not be her new girlfriend.
I mean, it is a little suspicious. However, she is trying to get back with Rob. And I think that's going to be the season, them trying to get back together and navigate because, yeah, apparently this is the background story. They left LA, too expensive, moved to Austin. I hope one of them had something going on in Austin. And I don't mean Kay, because I find it kind of crazy when you pack up and move to a new city without a job.
Yeah.
But people do it. If it works out for you, I'm here for it. They move to Austin, but things get not so good. They were fighting a lot.
Well, he went back to his online cheating ways.
Well, this is what happened. She found out that he's been talking to girls, not in the past year or so, throughout the entire relationship. Mm-hmm. She found messages and sexy pics and God knows what. So she got upset again and moved out. So it's not like she just moved out for no reason and went to live with Kay.
Fair enough.
There was a reason. He did it again. And not even he did it again. He's been doing it this whole time. Yeah. Talking to girls behind her back and only admitted to whatever came out at the moment. So let's say the first time she found out, right? He should have come clean, be like, you know what? I'm so sorry. Yes, I have been receiving messages from girls in the past 2-3 years, right? Mm-hmm. He didn't. He only admits to what comes out at the moment.
Very true.
And now she saw it all.
Very true. Yeah. So then Rob was with his friend at the batting cages taking some swings. And they're both questioning whether or not Sophie is banging Kay. According to Kay, she says, I'm taking better care of you, Sophie, than Rob ever did. And I spy with my little eye a couple of empty wine glasses on the nightstand next to that bed. I don't know if you saw that or not.
I didn't, but what's wrong with wine on a nightstand?
Well, a couple of glasses, a little aphrodisiac. Okay. Yes. I'm just saying. In my fantasy, anyways, that's how it starts. A couple glasses.
You didn't even drink wine.
Definitely not in bed. That's a disaster waiting to happen.
Okay. You know I do that, right?
Rosé or a white, I would hope.
Yes.
Yeah, don't want to stay in the sheets.
Ooh.
Don't want to stay in the sheets. So next day we saw Sophie's mom. She's everywhere.
She is everywhere. And we learned something interesting about her. She has a boyfriend in Texas that John. She comes to visit often because she lives in Mexico.
Well, this all adds
does she live in Mexico?
I don't know, but this all adds to my speculation that this was, I don't know, it's all a ruse. Just mom's got a guy in Texas. Now Sophie's got a girl in Texas.
I mean, yes.
It's too convenient. It's too convenient.
It does sound very convenient. However, I can understand why they moved to Texas because California is very expensive.
True.
I have friends who moved there and now they're trying to get out of there because they can't afford it anymore.
True.
So I can understand. We saw the living situation Rob was in. Not even a bathroom in his own apartment. It was a bad neighborhood. From the tell-all that we saw last week, we know that they at least got a normal apartment with a bathroom inside, right?
We've yet to see it.
But we will. So it's a little more affordable in Austin. I can see why they moved there. Plus, Austin's cool. I love Austin.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if it's super convenient, but I guess it sounds like it.
It's a little convenient.
But why is mom living in Mexico? Can someone explain it? Because you cannot just live in Mexico.
Well,
it's not a British colony.
Oh, I know, but maybe dad was from Mexico. Maybe there's a dual citizenship thing going on. I don't know.
I'm just curious, why Mexico? Out of all the countries and all the islands, for that matter.
More than why? What's wrong with Mexico?
Nothing's wrong with Mexico. I just find it interesting that why is she living in Mexico and how is she living in Mexico?
I would love to know.
Where is she living? In Cancun? Is she living in Mexico City? Is she living in Tijuana?
You have questions. I'm curious how she met John.
True.
If John's in Texas.
It's Josh.
I have John.
Wait, I have Josh and John. Damn it.
Well, I don't have Josh, so I'm thinking it's John.
Okay, let's go John.
I'm going to go John. Here's something Claire doesn't understand. American accents? You tell me, foreigner. Are American accents hard to understand?
No. American accents are actually easier to understand than British accents.
See, I don't find British accents hard to understand. Especially compared to Czech accents.
Okay. I don't have a problem understanding British accents. I do have a problem understanding Irish accents. Some.
Interesting.
Some.
I can understand.
I've had Irish friends and Scottish friends when we lived in New York. And half of the time, I'm just like looking at them and smiling politely because I'm like, I have no idea what you're saying. Like, literally no idea. I understand every fifth word.
It depends the severity of the accent because
and the region they come from.
There are Boston accents where I'm like, huh? Excuse me? Come again? And I lived in Boston for years, so.
I guess it's easier and I feel like easier for me because when I moved here, I lived in New Jersey, New York. People up there speak very fast, way faster than the rest of the country. Mm-hmm. So me learning that, learning to understand people speaking very fast helped me when we moved south. Now I'm like, why is everyone speaking so slow?
Yeah.
And so it was definitely a benefit for me However, I do find American accents easy to understand unless you come from like a, some very small town, like a very, very, very heavy accent that you just speak slang. Mm-hmm. Then I am not going to follow.
All right. Well, conversation turns to Rob the Knob. Claire hates Rob the Knob. And
wait.
Says,
what was the thing? Was it Claire saying that John doesn't understand her or she doesn't understand John?
Claire was asking Sophie, like, do you understand him? Because I don't understand a word he says.
Oh, okay. That's what it was. So, no, John's English was good.
It was perfect.
It was English. It was
perfect. No accent. Well, I guess that's an American accent. It's no accent. But okay, to me anyway. So conversation turns to Rob the Knob. Claire thinks he's horrible. Sophie doesn't agree anymore. Says she loves him and is thinking about moving back in with him.
Yes. And Mom is explaining to John what Rob the Knob means. That he's a dick.
Yeah.
John's picking up on it.
Yeah.
But then we learned something interesting, and maybe we knew it, but I blocked it off. I don't know. Sophie says that her like growing up was hard because dad was always busy.
Yeah.
And mom suffered
substance abuse. Yeah, I don't know if we knew that.
And so they weren't very close growing up.
Yeah.
Now they seem to be very close. And I don't know if it's because, you know, mom got herself clean and realized that, oh, shit, I have one kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't think we knew that.
I don't think we knew. We knew dad, I think, was the mover and the shaker and the moneymaker and was always busy. I don't know that we knew about mom's situation. But, yeah, now they're super tight. I would imagine she cleaned up and made amends. But here's the thing. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And Rob has fooled Sophie at least twice. So for her to go back to him, you're just not learning your lesson, Sophie.
No. And I feel like it's that thing that when you love someone or you think you love someone, they fuck up and they try to get you back and you can play hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
And then it feels like, oh, you won. And okay, we're back. It's going to be better. And then it gets messed up again.
Yeah.
And I feel like some people like that feeling of power for a little bit, a power that you didn't have before.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that, yeah, this is going to be the third time. And she literally found out.
That we know of.
That it's not like, oh, all right, like you were aware, you haven't seen him for 6 months. He was talking to some girls. It's still wrong. I don't support it. But she found out it was the whole relationship. So it's like, he is a horn dog, I guess. Speaking like Sam, that just could not keep his penis in his pants and just needed to talk to girls and look at, I don't even know what he did, but that's not acting like someone who is in a committed relationship, applying for a K-1 visa to have your foreign lady move across the ocean to be with you.
Totally agree. Totally agree. So it's time to go to the selfie gallery.
Yeah.
And I could not think of a worse place to take someone you're currently fighting with. Imagine the photos. Just like frowns, evil stares. The selfies. If you're going to a selfie gallery with someone you're currently fighting with, I don't think those are going to be the best photos.
Also, I thought Rob is a model. Like, he wasn't really striking many poses.
Well, he's a man of many occupations.
True.
So modeling is just one of them. But here's positive news. Okay, here's the silver lining of this story.
Well, the messages from over 50 biatches in his phone.
No, no. It looks like Rob traded in the Chrysler Crossfire.
Oh, he did.
And I'm just wondering how much Carvana gave him for the 2x4 that was propping up the trunk.
I wonder if he did that because maybe he drives Uber or Lyft or Uber Eats or someone. Like, he cannot do it in the car he had in LA.
No, he couldn't even drive himself in that car.
Correct.
Yeah, so that's the silver lining. But they meet, they were having a good time taking photos until Sophie saw Rob wasn't wearing his ring.
Yes, and he's like, you're not wearing your ring either, because she left it behind.
Yeah.
And they got into a fight once again, arguing over the 50 messages from 50 plus girls over the past 4 years. And Rob apologizes for it, which means, bro, you just agree, but you just said you did it once again. Why? And that brings me to my other question I have. Why did you have Sophie move to the US if you were constantly talking to girls, to a lot of girls, for your entertainment, to, I guess, masturbate or talk to girls? Hello. Girls were probably telling him, oh, you look hot. That's what he said. Hey, yeah, girls were saying, I look good. So I replied. Like, that's not how a married or a guy or an engaged guy acts.
Well, I think at this point, it's an addiction. And that when you're addicted to something, it doesn't always make sense why you behave the way you do or why you allow something to have such control over you. Because I have to admit, or I would have to assume, I'm not admitting anything on this podcast.
Yeah, please don't.
I would have to assume he's addicted if he is engaged and he is married and he's still doing this and he sees that his world could fall apart because of it, yet he still goes back to it.
Okay, talking to 50 plus girls, sure, why not? You do you. But be single while you're doing that. Him getting serious with Sophie, that's not good enough for you. You said she's beautiful. You fell in love with her. He said, oh yeah, she's rich, but she never acted on it. She's great. Okay, so why did you talk to all these girls? I can see why you're talking to girls when you're single. We all did it, talking to girls, talking to guys. I've never talked to 50 guys at the same time, but we've all done it when we were single.
That's why I'm saying it's an addiction. It doesn't, you can't use logic if you're an addict.
True, but then don't get married until right. you get better.
Right, right. I agree. All right, so basically Sophie got upset, stormed off. Although one little other caveat, kind of a brilliant slash savage move. The factory reset on the phone when Rob was talking to all those women. He's like, you did a factory reset on my phone. That's just brilliant. Just lose all the contacts.
Ooh, nice.
Very smart.
Nice move, Sophie.
All right. Now let's take a break, okay?
I think let's do it.
We've talked too much. Let's take a quick break. We'll tell you about our sponsor. And when we come back, I say old favorite, you may say please, but
definitely an old favorite.
We'll be back in a second.
Hey guys, this episode is sponsored by Jetpack Immune Travel Gummies.
You guys know we love to travel, but a vacation is not a vacation when you're sick. It's why we're huge fans of Jetpack Immune Travel Gummies. I used to always get sick when we travel, and it was not fun. But then I realized there's something I can do about it.
Jetpack is a 9-in-1 formula that combines vitamins, herbs, and enzymes to boost your immune system and reduce stress on the fly. And because they're gummies, there are no chalky chews, no messy powders, no need for water. Super convenient.
All the good stuff, none of the bad stuff. Jetpack is lower calorie and lower sugar than leading immune support gummies.
Plus, Jetpack is packed with 900 milligrams of elderberry plus vitamin C, D, zinc, and echinacea.
And don't forget quercetin, bromelain, and astragalus to promote healthy stress levels while traveling.
I would never forget that. And don't you forget, right now, our listeners can travel in style with a free pair of Jetpack sunglasses with every purchase.
That's right. Just head to gowithjetpack.com. And when you purchase Jetpack Immune, you'll get a free pair of Jetpack sunglasses.
Yes. Visit gowithjetpack.com. That's go with Jetpack, JETPACK.com, to give your immune system a boost and get a free pair of sunnies today.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Teresa. How are you?
I'm good. We talked about LA quite a bit. You ready to go to LA?
Yeah. New hair, same sex robot vibes.
Sex robot vibes?
Yeah, she's given sex robot.
I have to give this to Nicole. No matter what she wears or how her hair looks, she can pull it off. And it might not be everyone's cup of tea. I did love the blonde short hair on her.
I did.
But she can pull shit off. And I think it's just because she's such a tall, petite. Like, she looks like a model.
She's a runway model.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She can pull shit off. And I'm here for it. I just hope she's going to get smarter with her significant other. And we, unfortunately, also some of the recent news.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's where I draw the line with Nicole, though. Was she at a thrift shop looking for pajamas?
I don't think it was a thrift shop. I think it was one of those like mix and match little boutiques.
You don't think it was used clothing?
I don't think so.
Pretty sure it was used clothing because I believe the guy said like he had to press the clothing or it looked like it wasn't.
Okay.
And that's where I draw the line. If you're looking for underwear or pajamas, look elsewhere. I wouldn't wear used undergarments.
Well, it's pajamas, and I would rather for you to wear used pajamas than freaking jeans and a sweater to bed.
Fair enough, but Amazon Essentials, Walmart.
Well, yeah, but you cannot show that you shopped on Amazon Essentials. You cannot go to Old Navy. I bought a shit ton of PJs at Old Navy.
Yeah.
I bought my dad PJs at
Old Navy. I buy my underwear on Amazon for about $4.
I buy your underwear, by the way.
No,
I bought you some.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you bought the fancy ones for our wedding, our matching undies.
Oh, yeah.
But the ones I wear every single day are like a pack of 20 for $5 on Amazon.
Really? They're good quality.
I know. They're great. Oh. That's what I'm telling her. I'm not trying to be bougie. I'm saying you can get some fresh undies for 50
and
cents.
I'm sure she did. These were PJs. I think she just needed a place to shop. And why not? Like, if she wants to support a small business.
Yeah.
Why not? Again, I would still prefer well-washed PJs from a thrift shop than freaking Mahmoud running around Egypt in his jeans and a sweater and then get into the bed. Like, that's just disgusting.
I agree. So we get the backstory of Nicole and Mahmoud and the challenges of living in Egypt. And shout out to that bathing suit. That's something you're not going to find at your local thrift shop.
It's hilarious, but it's just hilarious because it's their culture. I don't want to laugh at their culture. It's hilarious because she looks like it's the end of the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't want to wear it.
It was the meme scene around the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious to watch them in LA because she loves fashion. I love fashion too. I cannot pull off as many things as she can, unfortunately. But she's pulling stuff off. She said, that's how I express myself. I get it. I tried it too. But is Mahmoud going to be okay with that? Because no. Show like a little belly shirt. I mean, is he gonna love it? Is he gonna hate it? Well, we'll see.
Getting a great preview of what marriage is gonna be like with Ike Turner over here. Shout out to Wedding Crashers.
Okay. All right. So that's Nicole getting ready for Mahmoud because he's arriving tomorrow. And guess what? This is his last chance.
I wonder how much influence production has with these moves. Like Mahmoud moving to LA. Because it doesn't seem like he wants to. It doesn't seem like he has any desire to set up shop in Los Angeles. Yet he is. And I wonder if it's like production being like, come on, man, imagine. Imagine a season with you in California.
Well, I think they talked about it on their season that Nicole said, if you want to be with me, you have to move to the US. We need to try it. And he said, he was fighting it. But then essentially he said, okay.
There just wasn't any love for them for each other in Egypt.
Of course there wasn't. This whole thing, when we started seeing these posts on social media that people saw Mahmoud at Costco or Walmart, I was like, holy shit. He really came. Like, I've never seen any love besides them calling each other cute names. That's as far as they go.
All I'm saying is Emily's parents packed way more for their 2-week stint in Cameroon than Mahmoud is packing for his supposed new life.
One luggage, one backpack.
In America. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And mom is sad he's leaving. He said he's leaving. Everyone is sad. And I feel like we know it's probably not going to work out between them. Well, we'll see about that. But I think he would be happy going back home. He's not one of the people who are trying to escape.
No.
I think he's doing it only for Nicole and Nicole only to try to save the marriage.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to have incredible anxiety in Los Angeles. Oh, yeah. It's everything he's against.
And it's sad watching him because he says, and I'm not a Mahmoud fan, but he's like, I don't know. Can I find Muslim friends? Can I find a mosque? Can I find my peeps?
He can.
He can, but I almost feel like he's going into it with not a very open mind that you'll meet other people.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Right. It'll be great if you have some Muslim friends, but you might meet American friends.
Yeah, assimilate a little bit.
Yeah, you might meet some Christian friends and it'll be okay.
Yeah, let's not get carried away, Teresa. Maybe a Jew? What?
Maybe some Jewish friends.
I love how you catch yourself. You can say it, Teresa.
Jew friends?
Right. You know what? Don't say that. I can say it.
I'm Jewish by association. I celebrate all the holidays.
And I'm Jewish by birth and bar mitzvah. So.
Yes, you are.
All right. New day. It's arrival day. Nicole may have good style, but she has a terrible eye for decorating. She just tied tissue paper to a table lamp and said, "Welcome to America."
Yeah, and all this American flag-ish, like 4th of July decor.
Yeah, like the banner she hung looked like she printed it out on that old school printer where you have to tear off the sides. Like
the vinyl printer?
Huh? No, maybe.
Yeah.
Remember you have to fold the sides of the paper over and then tear it? It was perforated?
No.
You didn't have that in check? No. They probably still have that in check. So Nicole puts on her modest attire, grabs her welcome sign, heads
modest
to the airport.
Modest attire, meaning a little belly shirt, a leather jacket. Mm-hmm. But
pretty covered up.
Well, she was wearing a skirt, wasn't she?
Pretty covered up. I think it was at least knee length.
Yeah, but still, I think it's not as covered for Mohammed, but we'll see.
Well, I think she left a bathing suit in Egypt. I don't know. She can find one around here.
She made a sign for him.
Yeah, that's nice.
And she head to the airport. And he's about to arrive.
Yeah, we'll see that next time, I guess.
Yeah, I love the cheeses. You know what? I tried this outfit Mahmoud's way. It wasn't working out. So I just want to be myself. So I'm going to wear whatever I want.
Yeah.
And he needs to wrap his mind around it.
Wrap it around. All right, next.
Well, next, back to back to back. We just saw them. And now we're going to see them again. It's Ashley and Manuel.
I guess we know how Ashley lost her weight.
Well, losing your weight doing spinning is one thing. I didn't know she's a spinning instructor.
Yeah, I guess so.
Good for her. Man, I could not do that.
Yeah. So, little flashback. Ashley's saying, 90 days is definitely not enough time to get to know someone before marrying them. Yeah, that's not what the 90 days is for, Ashley.
True, but they're still together. They're still kicking.
Well, because they just rolled into the next season. It's been like 3 days.
No, I think it's longer. What is it? At least 2 months. It must be at least two months.
It's been a couple of months.
But yeah, they're going to a festival. Manuel is still missing his family, and he gets frustrated when her family speaks English. Well, no shit, Manuel. I think he needs to start taking some English classes slowly.
Yeah, if he's not working, or even if he is working.
Yeah.
I fired up Duolingo. I learned a little Czech while I had a full-time job.
Yeah. So I get it that it's frustrating when you don't understand, but you need to start learning, my friend.
Yeah, if you're going to live.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in upstate New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you should. It's good, though, that she's trying to make an effort to make him feel welcome, mm-hmm. bring him out, have the family there. She's doing the right thing.
Yeah. Here is the issue. They're still working on their communication because, for example, Manuel's kids are in their teens. However, Ashley never met them in person.
Yeah.
She barely talks to them when Manuel does. And it makes her feel like he's still hiding something. So, in a good 90-day fashion, she's
like, I was
going
to say, circle your bingo card.
Should I get a PI?
Let me just go back for a second, though, because I want to reframe it. Because you said, it's been a year. Ashley still hasn't met Manuel's kids, right?
Well, it's been 10 years.
Okay, let me reframe this. She still hasn't met her stepkids.
True.
Right? Isn't that a little wild that you marry someone and you haven't met your stepkids?
Well, they haven't been back since they got married, so I get that. But the fact that when he talks to them, he doesn't include her because, hey, she speaks Spanish. It's not like she's going to be sitting next to him smiling at them.
Right.
She can have a conversation with them.
Right. His reason is, I don't want to confuse the kids.
They're in their teens.
Yeah.
They probably smoke weed behind the garage or something.
Is that what you did as a teen?
Yes.
Good to know. Glad your parents don't speak English.
True. I mean, my dad knows.
Yeah, no, I don't want to get your dad in trouble, but he a little more than knows.
Yeah, my dad. Nose. My dad tried to grow some pot.
I like that he tried, like A for effort.
Well, he tried, this is why. My mom said she didn't know it was pot and she basically took it out, said it was just weed. She knew.
Oh.
You know why?
Why? Because she started cooking with them. It was the best dinners you guys have ever had.
My mom is a drug specialist.
She took
a course. She tells kids why not to do drugs and breaks it down for them. Yeah. Yeah. So she knows. She knows. She's a drug specialist.
What is this? Well, that's Northern Lights Cannabis Sativa. No, it's weed. All right. Last, is it last?
Well, yeah, nothing really happened. They need to work on their communication. And I'm curious to see what is their storyline going to be, because we just see them.
Yeah. She might be going back. She might be going to Ecuador.
Okay, I can sign up for that. I feel like they might be getting pregnant too.
Ooh, all right.
Last but not least, same as Ashley and Manuel, returning back-to-back couple, Jasmine and Gino.
Let me start with this. Jasmine definitely doesn't need to wear a life jacket on the pontoon.
You think those boobies would keep her up?
She's got a couple of flotation devices built right in.
She's definitely adjusting in America very well because...
That bathing suit.
Woo! Woo! Maybe I need to get boobs like that.
Yeah, go
just
for
in
it.
Case of an emergency, just if in I'm case, like, yeah, if I'm just, drowning somewhere.
Just in case of rough water.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a good excuse. It's like when people get nose jobs and like, well, I couldn't breathe. I had trouble breathing. It's
yeah.
like, you got boobs? Well... What if you fall off the pontoon?
I'm thinking about it, but I don't think I could get boobs. That's just too big for me. I don't even know what I would do with boobs like that.
Those looked painful.
That's just like add an extra weight.
Yeah. Top heavy.
But Jasmine looks great. We all know
that's
that.
That's an understatement.
Gino should have worn an actual captain hat. He bought a baseball hat that says captain. That's the dumbest shit ever.
Yeah.
We have a nice captain head that you bought when we rented a pontoon.
We took a pontoon out and you better believe we went on Amazon and got a sailor's, a captain.
Yeah, Gino really messed up. What an opportunity.
Well, he messed up in more ways than one, because this is not the honeymoon that Jasmine was dreaming of.
And let me say something. I love lakes, but I would love a nice resort on a lake. And there are a lot of them in Michigan, because I have friends in Michigan. They could stay like lovely, cutesy bed and breakfast.
Cabins.
Like nice hotels, mansions on the lakes.
Oh.
He took her camping.
Yeah, this was not the yacht that Jasmine wanted.
Oh, and there might be crocodiles, whatever Jasmine said.
Crocodiles.
I think a crocodile is an international word because in Czech it's crocodile.
Oh,
it's
definitely.
Not crocodile.
There's very few crocodiles in America. There's alligators all over the place.
But the word crocodile.
Yeah.
I wonder what it's in Spanish.
I think
it's going to be similar.
Yeah. Either way.
Either way.
I think the longer she's in America, the worse her English gets.
True. That's what I was going to say too. But yeah, she pictured a private jet, which they can go to the selfie museum. A private jet or a jacht or a yacht.
Jet.
She did not picture this.
The KOA in Michigan.
And Gino said, listen, we're living off of my savings. Dude, you're in your early 50s. Go back to work.
That's the whole thing, is he took off time to welcome her to America and make her comfortable. She's adjusted. You can go back now.
Yeah. I think you pointed this out. I missed it. When they were talking about that they met 3 years ago on a dating site, then Jasmine like laughed.
She laughed. She knows it was no dating site. It's the same dating site I think Rob met a lot of his ladies on.
Mm.
So, okay. Speaking of boating, Jasmine wants to rock the boat a little bit.
Yeah, she's not loving the pontoon. It's not a jacht.
It's not a jacht. She wants to rock the boat. She wants to have a little sexy time.
Because... it's ovulation day.
Yeah. And I love Gino's response. Well, I don't want people to watch us having sex, Jasmine, but maybe we could do something like this tonight while we're camping. I don't want people to watch us having sex.
Well, I think they could do a quickie on a lake in the pontoon. You can see people coming.
With the camera crew?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of camping, they get back to the land and they go to the camping check-in.
Yeah.
Jasmine's telling them it's their honeymoon. And the lady's like, oh my God, this is the first one.
First of the day. They should have rented an RV. That would have probably been more Jasmine scene than a tent
site.
Or
a cabin. Just do a nice cabin. Come on.
Sure, sure. Jasmine wanted to go to LA. I would rather do this than go to LA.
Oh,
sorry.
Absolutely.
Sorry, LA folks, but a city honeymoon is not my idea of a honeymoon.
True. Well, they're showing them the bathrooms and the toilets. Jasmine hates it all. But yeah. I was surprised that she was still like rolling with it.
She was cool. She was in there. Yeah, good for her. I like Jasmine. And I'm not mesmerized by the flotation devices, if that's what you're thinking.
Well, so, then we go into the night. They're making some s'morphs.
Maybe. They were roasting marshmallows. I don't know if they're going full
that's
s'morph.
A s'morph.
Well, that's half a s'morph.
So wait. So what's a s'morph? I thought s'morph is a hot marshmallow.
No, a s'morph. Wow. You really have a lot to learn. A s'morph is a roasted marshmallow with melted chocolate.
Yeah, okay, okay. You told me that.
Between graham crackers.
Okay. So they're making s'morphs.
Jasmine was enjoying it. I was happy to see her going with the flow.
Yeah, speaking of the flow.
Hello.
It's the time of the month that...
Well, it's not. It's the opposite.
The egg does something.
Oh, boy.
I truly know nothing about this. Oh, and boy. I should, because I'm a woman. I really did not like health class. Oh, so yeah. Something with the egg is
your
happening.
Mom's not a health teacher.
So?
Your mom is a drug teacher, not a health teacher.
Not a health teacher.
Yeah.
Something with the egg, because she's ovulating and it's time to shine in the tent.
It's time to shine. She wants to have children. Gino wants to have children, but there's something that Gino doesn't know. Jasmine has had trouble getting pregnant in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Gino's ex did, and that's what caused issues, and that was a big reason why the marriage didn't work out.
Well, Jasmine has kids of her own, so worst case, I would say there are going to be kids in Gino's life.
That's very true.
He can be a stepdad. He is a stepdad.
Yeah.
But on that note, if Jasmine brings her two kids into their house, it's going to be too small. They need to buy a bigger house.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's the issue of a size as much as the fact that his ex very, very poorly decorated the house 7 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's going to be part of the storyline too.
I think so.
I'm here for it. I'm here for all this.
We'll see. Gino said, if you were pregnant, this would could be a conversation, but you're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see.
All right. That is episode one.
Episode one.
I'm in.
Of Happily Ever After?
Question mark. No question. I'm in.
I'm in too.
I'm excited. So hope you guys are too. If you guys want to hear our 20-part tell-all recap, follow us on Patreon or Supercast. Patreon.com/MarriedToReality. MarriedToReality.Supercast.com. It is ad-free. There's no business up top. We get right to it. You get bonuses thrown at you once in a while. If you're on the Family Affair level, you get a monthly bonus. It's a good time. So Patreon and Supercast. Also, make sure you're following us on Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod. You can call in over there. We share news and scheduling. It's a good time on Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod. Also, make sure you're following the podcast, the one you're listening to right now. Follow along wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as the beautiful review from our friend,
Trey Nana.
Thank you, Trey Nana. We love it.
Yes, thank you for the review. If you guys haven't left the review, please do. If you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast right here.
Yes.
Also, thank you to our sponsor, Jetpack. If you guys are traveling, or even if you're not traveling, if you're just at home and you want to stay protected, you want to boost that immune system, get on that Jetpack. Go with Jetpack.com, or you can get it on Amazon. Oh, I should say, you can get a free pair of sunglasses.
Yeah.
If you buy off the web.
Yes, guys. And you can follow them on Instagram, too, to see what they're saying, what they're doing, what they're up to.
You can do that. Do you know the Instagram?
No.
I think it's Go With Jetpack.
Yeah.
I think it's
go with it. Just go with it.
All right. There you go. Thank you, guys. Loved the season premiere. Hope the season stays strong.
I know.
All right. I've said it all, Teresa.
I've said too much.
A lot. You said a lot.
A lot.
But that's what you're known for.
That's why I'm here.
That's sure is. All right. I've said it all. You said it all. Means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.